Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to It Is Time with Mark Seebach. I am Mark Seebach, and welcome. Welcome to the show. I think you're really going to enjoy it. We have a guest today, finally. Before I start, I always start with a little prayer. I hope you all join me and insert whichever creation deity you choose. Thank you, creation, for the gift of this day. In honor of this gift, I will live every moment as the present that it is. Thank you. Okay, today we have a great intuitive artist and really generally overall great person. Her name is Tina Polo. And Tina, how are you today?
Oh, thank you, Mark, for the great introduction.
Well,
I'm real good.
Well, anyway, we're going to talk about Tina's art and how she comes about creating these really great pieces. If you go to today's show, you can see her art on my site, and so you'll know what we'll be discussing while we discuss it. And there is a address right now up for AmericanFrames.com, and we'll explain how you can access Tina's art from that site. It is on that site, but I did things at the last minute, and I apologize to Tina because it should be up there for her so that you can access it immediately, and I apologize to y'all out there that you have to go through this little rigmarole here. Anyway, so Tina, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and when you started painting, and like that there.
Okay. I get these visions that come to me periodically, and I feel they come from a source other than myself or maybe part of myself. And maybe the way to explain it is a source that connects us all, like a oneness, an energy, God, if you will. Some people call it different things. It all depends on how you view the available
energy,
knowledge or energy, you know, whichever way you want to word it around you. And I feel that it comes from that source. So I try to create paintings relating to that and to present it to the world, to maybe create a unity of oneness and love and wisdom and all the things that would make us a better place. So I like to share that with the public.
And I have to say, from viewing her work, Tina's work, that it does convey that. For those that have listened to the show in the past, you know where I come from on this subject, and it is we are all one, that there is the energy of source all around us, within us, that we are a part of, and for Tina to express it in the way she does, I think is wonderful. And it really does touch on what I speak in words. Tina speaks through her paintings and her work. And if you are looking at the site, you can kind of see that. And I'm not looking at the site right now. I'm kind of caught up in things. But let's see. I know I wanted to talk about a few of the paintings and what you were feeling when you were doing them. Why don't we start with peace? Because peace, I attain peace upon viewing it, and I can. It is almost the picture of peace. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you were feeling when you were painting that?
Well, you basically summed it up when you said I was trying to represent peace. I wanted people to take a look at that. And really, really, out of all my images, I'd like somebody to look at my images and get something out of it, maybe other than what someone else might get from it. I mean, everybody's individual, but yes, I think you hit it right on when you said peace. And that's the reason why I named it peace, because I wanted people to look at the painting and maybe see a calmness and energy of bringing harmony and unity to the world. And I hope that, the painting does express that for people that do view it. Maybe they can get something else out of that, but that would be okay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just anything that would be calming and relaxing and have people to maybe expand their mind to, you know, accept the feeling of peace.
Right.
Harmony within the universe, you know. And that's basically what I try to do with all my work.
Right. Well, I have to... I hate when this happens. I have to apologize. Tina's photo and the photo of peace were deleted from the site.
Oh, they were? I see. Oh, really? I see.
Well, the one I just got there, and it's got peace and it's got your name, but it doesn't have peace up there. I will have it up. Come back and visit the site.
Oh, you're so bad, Mark.
No, it's all mine. Okay. But
okay, I just sent you the banner code.
Okay, and that will be coming up also onto the site, so y'all can click right on the banner and go and get and see Tina's work. And please go view it. It's reasonably priced at the site. And
I see it here on my end, Mark.
Oh, okay. So
I see my picture and I see the painting.
Wow, I got a terrible computer, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness, it's been a heck of a day. But
really,
in any event.
I don't know if you wanted me to take over a little bit and do a little bit of talking.
Well, if you would like, I don't know what else I can do because we're talking about your work and what you feel when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Since peace was up on top, right next to your picture.
Right.
And
I see it over here.
Yeah, we've explained where you came from with on that, mm-hmm. and what I feel from looking at it. And callers, you can call in and tell us what you are perceiving through Tina's photo, her paintings. And the numbers are in the U.S. It's 1-877-876-5227. Once again, it's 1-877-876-5227. In the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. And so anyway, the next one down is oneness. And I myself kind of hear giggling when I look at this. I don't know why that is, just the happiness of beings coming together in oneness. And so, Tina, what were you...
Okay, first of all, I'd like to mention that this is a cropped image, and that was done through Unity.
Okay.
That's a non-profit organization, and they chose that painting for their 2007 spring exhibit in their online gallery, and I was honored for them to have chosen that. Actually, they found me online and asked me if they could post it, and they went ahead and cropped that image, but when you go to the gallery, you'll see the whole view of the image, and what it represents is all different races and different types of people, whether it is races or individual belief systems. I was trying to represent an image that would cover all those barriers that we have and hopefully to unite people. And I thought maybe to do it in a fun way, you know, make it colorful and have a connectiveness that we all could connect to. And I'd like to talk a little bit also about a vision I had come to me about a oneness center.
Mm-hmm.
I had this thought come to me, and it was a very strong thought, to create a center where all creativeness could join together, whether it be paintings or photography or cooking or any type of talent that you would have or wanting to express, to join into this Oneness Center, which would be a not-for-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And the center itself should accommodate all different talents, whether it be acting. So I'd need to have it would have to provide a stage area for an actor, comedian. And I'd like to also incorporate musicians. So I can envision this center, how it should be built and structured properly to accommodate all these different talents. And again, like I said, I would like for it to be a not-for-profit organization.
Right.
So anybody in any status of life would be able to afford to enter or be able to have access to the center, whether it is to observe, purchase, or be a part of. And maybe to sustain the center, we'd have an offering. You can offer whatever it is you're able to afford to enter into the center. And on the weekends, maybe weekdays, have different festivities going on relating to different talents, whether it be, again, like I said, music, cooking, maybe have some booths set up to where people can display their foods and baked goods and maybe have something available for people to come through during the times of festivals with live music and food, and then everything would be available to purchase so that people can actually become more creative within themselves and have the opportunity to focus on their gifts and talents and hobbies to possibly prosper from them. And I think that it would be a nice thing for the community. It would create a type of entertainment that I haven't seen much of in the world. And it's just a connection of creativeness, which we all are. And I'm sure that everybody out there has some type of talent to contribute to society to make it a more enjoyable place, other than just the same old whole, humdrum 9-to-5 day. So I would think that maybe the idea itself would create a whole different thought on society and how we can prosper at a higher level of consciousness to bring out our talents and creativeness.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what it's all about.
Right.
And we're actually living someone else's idea of a system of community and society. The way it's viewed today is someone else's thought. And I'm a sole believer in the power of thought and creativeness.
Right.
So in actuality, I myself view the world at a level that needs to be evaluated, and it needs to be brought up into a higher level of being conscious-wise of the fact that you are able to create change in the world. And a lot of people fear that because they have the fear of change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like also to express that through my work.
Right.
It's like thought creates, you know, and everything you look at around you in the whole universe, I mean, it has been created. Whether it's a wall, a color paint, paint itself, you know, the pencil that you use to write with. Everything you look at, there's not one thing you can't look at that has not been thought of first before it was created.
Right.
And, you know, I just totally believe that. And I think that we as a society and as a light being have the ability to make the world a better place for everybody. And that's what I live for. I've known it at a very early age. You asked me earlier on, tell me a little bit about yourself. Well, I felt this way since I was a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel, and to this day I can feel the lack of love in the world, and it creates such a tragedy because I think that we are so much more than that. And this is actually the first time I've ever talked on radio, so if I sound a little nervous, I am.
You're doing fine, by the
but,
way.
But, you know, I'm really happy to be on the show, and I'm honored that Mark chose me to be on his show, and I really appreciate it. But, again, it's not just about selling prints or images, but I'd like to get them spread out into the world and maybe have a name for myself so I can create this center. And I would like to have that, you know, that's my main focus and goal at this point in time. So if anybody has any ideas or any thought on how I can establish this type of center or have any type of offerings or suggestions or contacts that I could possibly contact, I'd be more than happy to receive those.
Okay.
During the show, if possible.
And I'm assuming that you're talking about a one center located in one locality to be the a nexus, more or less, for people to migrate to do this. Or are you speaking of a community-based general thing for so that people don't have to travel, but those have the opportunity within their communities to do this?
Well, yes, I'd like to. I would have to start. You know, hopefully, it would spread to
right.
to all parts of the
well,
world.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I know that you have art shows and you have music festivals, and sometimes they combine the music with the art. And also, they'll have food vendors there, but they're not people that are sharing their culinary talents. It's more of a feeding the masses type thing. So I, what your vision is you know, it's amazing in that people try these all separate things, but you're bringing them all together.
Right. I'm trying to unite it not only into a museum, not into a concert, not into a theater. I'm trying to combine all of this into
a multimedia event or center for expression.
Center, yes. I like to use the word center because it's not about a profit. It's
right.
about expanding consciousness to see that we can unite together and we can support each other in our talents and we can obtain a living off of this.
Right.
You can change.
And it's not necessarily money
itself.
That you're talking about.
Pardon me?
When you say a living, you're not talking about a money aspect. It's more of a living that you're living to what you are made to create.
Exactly. And then everything else would fall in its place.
Right.
You know, everyone has something to offer.
Yeah. That's a beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful vision, beautiful mm-hmm. intent. And if it is to be, you will make it happen because...
Of course, that's the way I feel. And I'm, you know, actually after all these different visions that I've had, and especially after the Oneness Center, which actually happened about 9 months ago,
mm-hmm.
I have been directed to different, you know, doors have opened for me since that time.
All right.
And one of those doors is contacting you, Mark.
Yeah.
The contact I've had with you, yes. I mean, I've never been on a radio show, so I'm really honored to be on the show, and I feel that you have some type of connection to that.
Well,
otherwise, I wouldn't be here today talking to you.
If I didn't think and know, actually know that your work needs to be shown
mm-hmm.
and people need to feel it,
right.
You wouldn't be on the show. So
exactly.
You know, it's a symbiotic relationship there in that, yes, you know and I know and let's get everybody else to know now.
Right. So if there's any callers out there that have a question, please call in.
Right. Let me give you the numbers again. And if you don't even want, if you want to talk about something else, see what our opinions are on those, or maybe we can help you with something. That'll be great.
Or if you'd like to understand another painting, but they're all basically related to the same thing. But a lot of times when I am painting, when you look, take a look at the picture source.
Right.
To elaborate on that a little bit.
Well,
when I started that painting, when I put the paintbrush in the paint, I didn't know what was going to come out.
Wow.
And so this actually just came right through me, down my arm, to my hand, to my paintbrush, and this is what happened. So actually that was just, you know, wow. I said, well, this had to come, you know, it came from somewhere, and it needs to be seen. So that's how that one came about.
And
so that's why I named it Source.
Right, and it's so intriguing in that it has the effect of possibly the cover to Communion by Whitley Strieber, but it's not. It's not a. Well, he has a typical gray face on the cover of that. So I'm referring to extraterrestrial, but
yeah.
his is something that is almost scary to look at. While yours, on the other hand, is love. It expresses love and compassion and wisdom rather than, scary insect looking thing.
Well, you know, it represents when you look at it, this is what it was told to me, it represents the cosmos.
Right.
Okay? Let's say, for instance, you take a look up out into the sky or into space.
Right.
And it's trying to reveal that there is a life force connected to everything.
Right, that's aware and conscious.
Exactly.
Okay, yes.
And then when you take a look at energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the symbol, the 3D, which I try to stand it out as a 3D image, the symbol that you see there, a lot of people think it's a chair.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a very ancient symbol for heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that represents.
And that's beautiful. I mean, I hadn't seen this one until today.
Mm-hmm.
And it connects with me. I can't say why. I can't put my finger on it and say, well, this represents this to me, other than it brings me joy to look at it. And,
well, that's a nice thing, Mark.
Well, yes, but, you know, this is just looking at it as perception. Each person has a different perception.
Right.
But to me, it represents a joy of I don't know what. It picks me up inside. So obviously it has a connection with how you express through color and the 3D effect. And it looks like a source of emanation from between it, but it looks like it surrounds everything too. I don't know if that's what you're going for, but it just, I don't know, deity almost, which is energy.
It's the symbol, and then you see the little bit of green,
right,
which represents the earth, and then you see your symbol, and
right,
then you see your energy source again, which would be
right,
all that there is, or God, or whichever way you would like to express it.
Right.
But that is done in pastel. So,
well,
that's one of the images that you have showing here that is pastel.
Okay.
And source is an acrylic and canvas.
Right. I was going to say, you use a number of media.
Right.
For your expressions.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are mixed, like the oneness is mixed.
Right.
There you have colored pencil, which is very time consuming, and I have a lot of other images that are done by colored pencil, which are like 18 by 24.
Mm-hmm.
So the oneness is a combination of colored pencil and acrylic.
Okay.
That's 11 by 14 original.
All right.
And then when you take a look at peace, that's also acrylic, and that's mixed also. That's acrylic with pastel, and that's on a canvas.
Right. And, oh, by the way, I found them. They're down at the bottom on my page instead of on the top. Your picture and the picture of peace.
Right, when you scroll down.
Yeah.
You wanted to show yourself first, right, Mark?
Well, no, really. They were up on top, and I did something. I had taken out that thing that I was going to take out. It took
okay,
those.
Did you have a chance to put my banner up yet?
No. I've been listening.
Not that we're flooded with calls or anything.
Yeah. Well, that happens. Until I do, let's see. I have www.americanframes.com. And what do they do? What do they need to do once they get there?
My gosh, what a dilemma! The banner's not up, but
yeah.
I do have the banner code sent to you. You don't think you can retrieve that?
Yeah, we'll put it up. But for right now, if somebody wants to see more of your work.
Okay, once you get to, if there's any listeners out there, I'd appreciate it if you'd call in with a question, especially the ones I had tune in.
Okay, and let me give you the numbers. Let me give them the numbers. It's 1-877.
Don't you have it listed here on the site?
Yes, I do.
Okay, they have it up. They have it up.
Okay, 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S., U.S. and Canada. It's 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. And we'd love to hear from you, and please do call in. Okay, Miss Tina.
Yes, Mark.
You've gone over all the paintings we have and given your insight into things, and I want to hear more about this, the center that you have have intuited that we need to build. We need to bring to fruition. So I know you explained it, and I asked a couple questions. I'm still kind of about is it supposed to be like one place?
Yes.
Okay, one place in the world where everyone would go for
Not in the world. It would have to start in one city or one town, which I would like to be a part of that beginning.
Right.
And then it could spread to different parts of the world and create more centers. And maybe from each center, wherever those centers are established, let's say you have one in Tampa, and you have one in Sarasota, and you have one in New Mexico, and then branching out from each center, it creates just like a network just creeping out everywhere. So eventually, it would change the whole system of community into a newness of oneness, creativeness that we are.
Right.
So it would break down the old system of doing things and maybe just kind of creep out into the community and change it.
Right. And
slowly. I mean, you know, change sometimes is slow.
Yeah, because a lot of people are uncomfortable with change, as you spoke of earlier.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable.
Right. Well, they think they're comfortable. They're unhappy, and they fear things. And I don't think that's a very comfortable system to be living in.
Yeah, and that, when I say comfortable, I don't mean...
Yeah,
It's an illusion of comfort, but it's what people feel. A lot of... I'm not saying all people, because everybody... Each individual is different, but...
Right.
The majority are...
Mind control. I mean, I have to use that term, mind control.
Well,
the systematic, robotic, repetitious, day-in, day-out type of scenario, and that's for the masses. And then there's a few lucky ones that have broken out of the box that realize that they want to live for themselves and prosper and enjoy their life, you know, and be in control of what they're able to do and express. So I just think that everybody... has the capability of doing that, and as you join together and support each other in that view,
and
that would be the time.
Right. And part of the change that is occurring now is that people are becoming aware of their status as basically robots. They're breaking out of that, and there's reasons for it that are within and also coming from without, where the what I call the igniter or the reminder is being triggered within people, and it's at different stages in different people.
Exactly. I agree with that. And I think that you're a great part of this awareness, becoming aware, awakening. People call that also different things, excelling energy frequencies and all these different
things. I certainly am to me.
Yeah, you're a part of it. Exactly.
Well, and we're all a part of it because we're all connected.
But we're a little more aware to help others become aware is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the first is the awakening, but you're not aware yet. You're just you know this isn't right. Something's not
right.
Going right. You're not, you got, don't have your finger on it. And as you become more awake, you become more aware that you can put these things into order. And I will continue to stress that this is not anything about fear whatsoever. It is nothing to be afraid of. You can get angry, because a lot of people do.
Okay, elaborate on that a little bit. What do you mean? It has nothing to do with fear and people are what?
Well, it does, as far as, because people fear change, because they don't want to go out of their comfort level, whether it's a true comfort or not, doesn't matter. The overriding thing there is fear of whatever, whether it's locking yourself in your house and not answering the door because it might be one of these people that are on TV all the time in news. All these different things that keep us separate. And when I say there's change, which people say, oh, no, change. Oh, it's the end of the world. No. Well,
oh,
kind of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, sort of, but it's not.
No, it's a good thing.
But it has to do with recognizing individually who you are intrinsically as a human being and not buying into the facade that most everyone has to put on or thinks they have to put on to address the world.
Exactly.
You understand?
That was well put. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I'm saying when I say it's got nothing to do with fear, these things are happening. People are awakening. People are becoming aware worldwide. It's not
right.
Just a couple kooks.
Right.
Shall
it's
I
happening.
Say it?
It's happening in an accelerated pace. Actually, the last year, I believe.
Well, it's everything is the pace is accelerating because it's exponential. It has to do with the actual energy that we are encountering in our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is increasing exponentially. It's not an energy. Do you want me to prove
I'd like to mention something, too, if
sure.
I could briefly here. The God Code. Anyone has not been familiar with that, but it's called the God Code. It's a video. I believe it's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I have it posted also. But that's a very, very... It's a scientific. A lot of people like to hear that. They're more apt to believe a scientist than they are someone just talking it out of their head or feelings. But, yes, it's called the God Code, and it expresses what we're talking about in scientific terms.
Right.
And it also gives you different experiments and different things they did out in the field to bring about proof of what is happening in the world. A lot of people like the word proof, so science likes to provide proof. So,
those that cry for proof, you can't prove anything to them. I hate to say this, and I understand where you're coming from, and
right.
I agree everyone should view the God Code. I have, and
I have, yes.
I use my discernment, and I understand where they're coming from, but I can tell you pretty much from my experience and my observations that I don't care if I don't know, it was right there in front of people's faces, they'd walk right by it.
Yeah, you got a point. Some would, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they don't want to break out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And the best example...
But isn't that our job? Isn't that what we're trying to express? I am through my artwork, and you are through your talk show.
Yes, absolutely, it is. But we also need to have the understanding that the majority of people aren't going to get it. And it's not a negative thing. It's just people don't want to jump out of their belief systems, and they're not looking to. And so what we do in expressing ourselves is kind of put a little wiggle in their thoughts And if the wiggle on its own should jag their own memory, that's mm-hmm. fine. But if it doesn't...
That's okay, too.
Yeah, it's okay, too. It's mm-hmm. just not, you know, it may not ever get to be where mainstream, that we consider mainstream now, buys the truth. Because it doesn't sell, is the best way to put it. I mean, that you hear very rarely hear these types of conversations on commercial radio, simply because it doesn't sell to people unless they're really looking for it and have that question. Not everyone questions why things are. They just live because that's the way they are.
Well, I feel differently about that because I think it's going more mainstream and I think it's going to happen very quickly, not only because I think it, I have an intuitive feeling and knowing of that.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm sitting here right now, I can think back just a couple of days ago how on CNN they had a couple of different government officials and even ex-president oh, my gosh, what was his name? Jimmy Carter.
Uh-huh.
And you can view the video. Are UFOs real?
Uh-huh.
Is the name of the video.
Uh-huh.
And they had a couple of different people comment on that and also on Larry King Live.
Right.
So it's coming out. It's coming out, and it's coming out very quickly. And
right.
And I feel that people are going to be directed,
and
it's going to be... simply put, in their face, you know. It's
yeah.
going to be in their face. And they're not going to be able to say, oh, well, this isn't right anymore because too many people are coming out. And I feel that it's happening very quickly.
And it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still maintain that there are going to be a lot
Always.
Of people.
Yeah. But I like to look at the more positive side of it.
And that's what I was saying. It's not positive
exactly.
or negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much
mm-hmm.
trying to tell folks out there that are of like mind, like understanding that we have,
mm-hmm.
that it's not the end of the world if someone
doesn't
believe.
It's just a change. It's changing into a different thought concept, a different
right.
mind, a different
right.
consciousness, a evolution, if you want to call it that, evolving the mind,
right.
expanding it to be more than what it is right now, which is, you know, it's just prehistoric, the way people think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a systematic, prehistoric way of thinking that you just have to recondition yourself to realize.
Right.
And, you know, and maybe by putting out these paintings and your talk show and maybe going mainstream somehow with this information,
yeah.
it would help a lot of people. And it's not anything to fear. Again, it's a change to better everyone's life system.
Yeah.
You know?
But
it's a change for the good.
Yes, it is. It absolutely yeah. is. But historically... Not that I'm stuck in history. Historically, that there have been waves of this type that have gone through, and it hasn't caught. Now,
are
this
we talking
is different.
About the 60s?
Huh?
Are we talking about the 60s?
Oh, no. Well, you can throw in the 60s,
mm-hmm,
but it was there in the 50s. It was there in the 40s. It was there in the 30s. It was there in the 20s. You can go all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Where there have been people
right.
who understood the truth of things,
right.
tried to express it,
mm-hmm.
and they were marginalized
right.
okay, by those who controlled the information that everyone takes.
Right, and that's coming, okay, that's coming, you know, that's opening up to the
yeah.
ones that
and I understand,
and
I mean...
this is one of the biggest times that's ever happened, so...
Yeah. And then February 12th is when they had the news the conference,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't covered live by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was for the I call it Disclosure 2, but it's not part of the Disclosure Project.
A lot
and
of people
yes,
aren't even aware of what the Disclosure Project is. If we have any listeners out there, so
right, and if anyone's listening who doesn't has never heard of the Disclosure Project, please go find it. There's go to the site, go to Google Videos, where you had over 500 ex-military, ex-black operations, ex-contractors, people who experienced things firsthand.
CIA, everybody.
Right. But it came out, I believe it was July or August of 2001,
mm-hmm.
and September 11th happened. And it didn't get much play then, but it sure didn't get any after September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 2001, obviously, because it was the same year as 9/11.
And you also have the Truth Network.
Right. I mean, there are so many things out there that... I mean, it's for
process.
Everyone to use.
It's speeding up the process. That's what I see it as. You know, I really feel confident that people are going to make changes in the near future.
It's connected. It's kind of connected to the global warming in a way. Just as exponentially, global warming has increased. More ice has melted. Blah blah blah. All these things have been going on. You know, it used to take 40 years for this to happen. Then it took 20 years, and now we're hearing it's going to only take a couple years. Well, on the same level, we, as living beings, are advancing.
Exactly, and it's all falling in place. It's not just us as beings, it's all the energies and the cosmos and the planets and everything that makes up what and who and where we are
mm-hmm.
is changing right along with it.
Right. And
at an accelerated rate.
Yeah, and every day it is exponential. More is coming in faster.
Mm-hmm. More are joining in the awakening.
Right.
Every day. So
right.
Eventually you'll have more people realizing it than don't realize it.
And here's something that maybe people didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let everybody in on this, is the powers that be. Those that we know are in control of our government at this time have actually started talking about a epidemic mental illness.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't want to lose my train of thought here. Did you hear anything about the chemtrails? Could you?
As far as what?
I mean, what is that really all about? I briefly read a little bit into that.
Oh, the chemtrails are part of
some
the powers
of mind
that be control. It's not a mind control thing. It's a health control thing. Basically, they're making you sick.
Yeah, okay.
They're affecting your immune system.
Right. Do you have any idea
what it's
what it
about?
Is? What's the chemical that they're using? Do you know?
The one I know for sure that's in there is barium.
Barium? And what does that do to you?
You'd have to look it up, but it's I know they use it for contrast. For X-rays, because X-rays won't go through barium, but it attacks your immune system. It's poison.
Wow, I've briefly read a little bit about that, and I was like, wow. And the information that's given you, and when you go outside and you take a look at the sky, you see it.
Oh yeah,
I'm going, wow.
That's part of the thing.
You know, it's all around me.
Yeah, the thousands, I mean millions of people. Don't look up. They just think, oh,
right.
It's a hazy day today. They don't understand that it was clear skies
mm-hmm.
before planes started flying.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a cloud. You have a sky full of clouds that aren't clouds.
No, they're lines. They're not really actual formed clouds.
Well, it's not water vapor. It's
you
chemicals.
You can see it. They're trails of cloudy-looking substance.
Right, right.
And they're like long lines of this cloudy-looking substance.
Mm-hmm. And it spreads.
And it's all over. And I just like, wow, you know, I mean.
Yeah. And, well, the government line is it's just extra hydrocarbons in the exhaust and
mm-hmm.
water vapor.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, if you buy that, I got some swamp land in Arizona for you. But what I was going to say, and I'm trying to think who, because I'm glad you kept your train of thought. I lost mine. I guess it wasn't that important.
Well, it'll come back. It'll come back to you.
But if there's any callers out there, give us a ring.
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a. We're here. In any event, I've seen
Did
something.
Did you have the opportunity to put my banner up yet, or are you not doing that today?
I'll get it up, Dina.
Okay, well, we'll talk about American Frame a little bit when you get to the site. Let's do that. How do
okay,
you
go ahead.
Site? Is that a good idea?
Go for it.
Okay, so you go to American Frame.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then you want to go to Galleries.
Okay.
All right, and that would be halfway down the page, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Then once you click on Galleries, you'll see the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
A through Z at the top of your page. Then you want to pick P for Polo, which is my last name.
Right.
And you'll scroll down to Tina Polo, and you'll see an image of a giraffe, which is also a colored pencil image.
Uh-huh.
And that is also a 18 by 24.
Okay.
And you click on that, and it'll take you to my gallery.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
That simple.
It's that simple. Yeah, it'd be easier to just click on a banner, but... let's see, blah, 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 blah. No. Let's see. See, I'm trying to do your banner now, and I can't talk. We're on the computer.
Oh, that's okay.
But in any event, Tina also has some great animal paintings and work that she was just talking about, a giraffe. And but she has some toucans, and I'm trying to think of all the ones that
parrots.
You have. There's, you know, they're
that's
and
parrots.
They're really neat.
I've done dolphins. I haven't posted those yet.
Oh, okay.
I've done a lot of beach scenes.
Well,
which
dolphins.
I'm hoping to get up. I'm just consumed by being on the computer to go ahead and try to get my images seen and market this idea of oneness. And then I'm working on the Oneness Center to see if I can obtain some investors to help me start this center. And, you know, I've just been so consumed by learning the different codes and uploading and the images and the different sites that I have my images on that I haven't even had time to paint. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that here soon I'll be able to do that. You know?
Well, I hope anyone listening will help Tina out by checking out her stuff and sharing it with other people.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just we want you to buy paintings. That's never was what this show was going to be about. It was about getting to know Tina, getting to know her artwork.
Getting to know the way I feel and the way I need to express myself to maybe that it would awaken something within inside yourself to
right.
realize what it is that I'm saying. Hopefully that is, you know, that's something that I'm focused on, is to help you remember, if
uh-huh.
you want to put it that way, and realize, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's something I can contribute to this change
right.
coming upon us.
And
by viewing my images and maybe being able to purchase an image, you can pass it on and people can see into it, and maybe it'll help to awaken them also.
Right.
Or maybe just by going to the site and looking at them. You know, either way, that's my whole focus and goal, is to help people realize that there's so much more than what is going on. There is so much more that we're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly believe that, or I wouldn't be on the phone right now and I wouldn't be painting these images.
Right. And just so everybody knows, I don't know Tina other than seeing her work on the Internet and doing some correspondence on MySpace. We've never met in person. I'm not just promoting someone just to promote. It's because I really feel
yeah.
her work. And
mm-hmm.
Please, if you're listening, please check out more of Tina's work.
Well, you know
site.
What? Maybe there'll come a time, I think you had mentioned that you'd like to do a little traveling.
Yes.
To bring some more information out into the world.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to be a part of that. I know you had asked me if I was wanting to do that sometime next year.
Right.
I mean, are you still pursuing that?
Yes. Yes,
and
I am.
Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, it'll basically be a conference series. And it will be to, as you say, help trigger people
mm-hmm.
And help people that are awakened but not aware yet.
Right.
And I hopefully will have a good lineup of folks besides myself and you with your artwork and explaining the reasons for your artwork.
But it doesn't have to just, you know, evolve around my artwork. I mean, I'd love to be a part of it.
I would basically say that your gift for expression to trigger others is your artwork.
Oh, good. No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did we have a caller? Just want to make sure. Nope. No caller. My phone is dying. That's what it is. Hello? Oh, I don't believe it. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes, you talking to me, Mark?
Yes.
I thought you was answering that phone.
No, I'm sorry. I was on the air. My battery went dead on my phone here, so I had to go grab another one real quick.
Okay.
That's why I was wondering. When there's a beep, it usually means there's a caller. It was my phone dying. But anyway, as I was saying.
In all seriousness, I am really interested in doing this.
Oh.
You know, whether it be with the paintings or without the paintings. But
right.
Like you said, I have a way of expressing myself through the work that I do on canvas, and it could maybe be a part of it. How are you doing there? Are you going to go ahead and do different seminars in different states or what?
That's what I'm looking to do. Have it basically a conference system.
Are they free seminars?
Excuse me?
Are they going to be free seminars?
I don't see that happening, but it'll be by donation.
Okay.
You know, it'll be a minimum donation, but not much. And then if they get more out of it, they can pay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, that's like I was saying, offering for the Oneness Center. I would like everyone to be able to come into the center, whether you have a lot or you have a little. So I figure that an offering would be a nice way to put it.
Yes.
You know, somebody that really appreciates it and they're able to give more, then, you know, sure. If not, you can only have, you know, whatever you have and or nothing, you're able to at least view the center and be a part of it.
Well, like I said, it's coming. It's kind of, it will be next year. Right now I'm trying to establish the funding to be able to do that.
Right. And that's what we need to do, you need to maybe do through your radio talk show. I know. That's
right. So
I'm trying different avenues myself, too, so if I come up with anything, I would get in contact with you.
But and I appreciate your willingness to participate, and we'll do that, and we'll get in touch, and all you out there listening will have an opportunity, because I'm so much better in person than I am on the radio, just because everybody is better in person, because you can feel them.
Yeah,
and feel their intent.
Job.
Yeah, and I'm not doing this to make a living,
right?
So to speak. That's the biggest thing is this is information everybody already has,
right?
But they're not recognizing it. Basically the thing. Everybody, there is no great church that brings everyone together. It is each individual realizing their own worth and understanding that they're part of a whole and coming to the whole, not the whole grabbing someone and saying, you're part of me. It's basically what churches are, that you're part of this whole. You know, get over here.
Right. When you help others, you help yourself. Basically.
Right. And
old saying, anyway.
I am not anyone special as far as human activity. I am just any person who's lived their life. But
well, I have to say something. I think all individuals are very special, including you, Mark.
Well, I meant it on the more
very
prosaic. Basically, I don't have a big long list of things that I've done. You know,
that's fine.
But none of us need any of that.
Right.
Is what it gets down to. Mm-hmm. It's we are who we are, and as long as we be who we are, everything is as it will be for us. How's that?
Okay.
that sound about right?
I'll accept that.
Well, our time's about up.
Okay.
I want to thank you, Tina, so much.
I appreciate it, Mark.
For being on the show today. Mm-hmm. I will get your banner up or an easier way to get to your site.
Right.
And I will keep it up on the show site for...
Okay, and anywhere else you might be able to post it, that would be nice.
Well, sure.
Okay.
You know, I'll do everything I can to help you.
I'd also like to know if you have a banner that could direct people to the radio site.
It's going to be created very soon.
Good, because then I could really use that and get some traffic out that way, and hopefully we'll have more listeners to call in.
Okay. All right, well, I'll say goodbye now. You don't have to hang up, Tina, but in a minute, I want to say goodbye to you and thank you so much for being on.
You're very welcome.
We'll talk to you soon, and I hope people will get your work to help them be inspired and help to inspire others.
All right.
Okay, and thanks everybody out there for listening. I hope you have a great week. Remember to be yourself always, because there's no one better. And don't try to be someone you're not, because that's not who you are. Love yourself. I love you. And I'll keep loving you as long as you're yourself. All right, have a great week, and namaste to all of you out there. Bye-bye.